Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back joining me in the middle of this week where we're going through the readings of the day. And if you've been joining us the last couple of days, you know we just do this sometimes to re-anchor ourselves in the word that the church is giving us, because we want to practice going through our own scriptures. You know what I mean by own is in our actual physical Bibles, and then also dissecting the readings of the day. So we want to listen to where's the Holy Spirit leading me to read and make a roadmap, and then how is the Holy Spirit leading me to submit under the word that's given to me in the Mass by the church in her wisdom. And we've been doing it this week in a particular way because it's the beginning of Lent. So the first 2 days we had this week were still an ordinary time. And there's this amazing way that the book of James has been preparing us, because it's been talking about endurance and perseverance and receiving the crown of life. And so there's life, of course, is something that we're persevering through on the way to heaven. But then the liturgical seasons of the church give us microcosms of that larger picture, of the larger cosmic picture of what we're experiencing, what we're walking through, what we're going through, to be able to say, okay, I'm giving myself over to the Lord. I'm actually entering purposely into a season of perseverance. And that's what is happening in Lent. You know, and today, if you're listening to this on the actual day it comes out, it's Ash Wednesday. Today is the sign when you see everybody and you're like, oh, I didn't know that person was Catholic. I didn't know that person was Catholic, because you see them with ashes on their head. It's a day that we're going to read in Corinthians. We're being ambassadors in a very particular way for Christ, because people can see this symbol on our head. But we're diving into a 40-day time of kind of self-imposed trial, of self-imposed discipline, of self-imposed sacrifice, because we're trying to receive from the Lord a deeper word, a deeper intimacy, coming, stripping ourselves, allowing God to strip us of what we need to be stripped of so that we can love him more, so we can enter into his love in a deeper way, so that we can become more like him. And so we're entering, and we've talked about James saying, have perseverance in trial and you'll receive the crown of life. And so in this liturgical season, we're entering into some self-imposed trial so that we can receive the crown of salvation, so that we can receive what God desires us to receive. And we see that in a way here. We're going to celebrate Easter at the end of Lent. And so we see this victory at the end of this season of perseverance to help us in a larger scale persevere in our lives. That makes sense. And so today we're going to hear a little bit from Joel. We're going to hear a little bit from Paul and Corinthians. And then we're going to see a classic gospel from Jesus. But let's pray, and then we're going to get into some of these readings and what do they speak to us for the beginning of our journey into Lent. So join me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. And we just thank you today for any of the trials in our lives that you've allowed. We thank you for our sufferings. We thank you for the things that are hard, for the people who don't like us, for the bad things that have been said about us, for the challenging situations in our families, because it's purifying us and it's giving us opportunities to rejoice in all circumstances, to still remain peaceful, to still love you, to become more like you, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Lord Jesus, we love you. And we worship you, and we ask you to send your Holy Spirit so that you may speak to us as we begin Lent, that on this first day, on this Ash Wednesday, you would strengthen us as we come to you humbly and in repentance. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's read this passage from Joel that we have every Ash Wednesday, but I want to dive into it. Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel. Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger and rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind him a blessing, offerings and libations for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say amongst the people, where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred for concern for his land and took pity on his people. We're going to read the second reading and we're going to get into the gospel. But I want to start here. The prophet Joel giving a hallmark message, putting out the call to Israel, saying, repent, repent, repent. And Jesus will echo, repent and believe in the gospel. The time is now at hand. But he's saying, return. Because the Israelites, they've been in exile. They've been in Babylon. They've been in all these places. And they've taken up residence with other gods. They've served other gods and they've been stripped. They have nothing left. And he's saying, return to the Lord. And so we get this call at the beginning. And friends, I think this is something we become so used to. We're used to Lent. We're used to suffering. We're used to giving up chocolate. We're used to giving up this. We're used to doing that. It's almost like we're more comfortable with what we know how to give up. And we get in our routine of giving up. And I want to encourage you of this question. As I was just reading this, I had this question. What if this Lent was different? And not just of like, what if you actually kept your resolutions, or what if you actually didn't eat chocolate, or what if you actually didn't do that? Not in that way. But what if the church, each member of the church, actually came to the Lord instead of just saying, okay, Lord, here's the habits that are really hard or losing steam after a week or whatever. Well, we came totally and we rendered our hearts. Even return to me with your whole heart. What if we came to the Lord and said, you decide what I give up. You decide what my fasting is. What in my heart needs to be changed? Because so often, friends, we're just comfortable with the things we know how to do because there's plenty of places in our hearts that we don't let the Lord touch because we're afraid. And so we're saying, I'm going to go to the places that I'm used to giving something up. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. And the Lord says, return to me with your whole heart. One, what if we gave him our whole heart with fasting and weeping and mourning? Rend your hearts, not your garments. When there was blasphemy, the high priest would tear their garments, would rend their garments. And he's saying, rend your hearts, tear your hearts open before me. Are you wounded by your own sin? Are you shocked? Are you surprised? Are you mourning? Are you weeping? Are you saying, Lord, look, I'm coming with my head bound down. I'm ripping open. I'm tearing open my heart to you. I'm sorry that I've lived this way. I want to come back to you with my whole heart. How seriously are we taking the sin in our lives? For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness. Perhaps again he will relent in punishment. And friends, I want to talk about this personally, but I want to talk about this on behalf of our church, on behalf of our culture. It says, let the priests and the ministers of the Lord weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people. The world is living without God. People are living in contempt of God and hatred of God, making ourselves our own God. The culture, the world is out of control. There's blasphemous, horrible, sinful deeds being done that lead to a culture of death. And God's saying, this is the time, not just on your behalf. Lent isn't just a time to like get your habits in order to make you personally holier. He's saying, who will come on behalf of the nations? Who will come on behalf of America instead of sitting around and looking on social media and being like, everything's terrible, the culture's terrible? Who will come on behalf of the people at your work that do not know God? Who will come on behalf of the people that are committing terrible crimes? Who will come on behalf of the people that are living in deep sexual sin? Who will come on behalf of the people who are dishonoring God with their deeds in the culture and say, Lord, spare us? We're coming on our knees. We're rendering our garments. And what is happening in the human heart, in my heart, and in the hearts of others, it makes us weep. It makes us mourn. Are we stirred up to actually not just come to Mass today and be like, we are dust, unto dust we shall return. Get the ashes, go out. No, be like, Lord, in a spiritual way, to bang on our chest, to rend or open our hearts and be like, look, search me, O God, and know me. Look into my heart. I want this Lent to be different. I want to be purified. I'm coming to you on behalf of a nation, on behalf of a world that is desperate for God. Give us more. Give us more. Give us your mercy. Give us your mercy. We need your mercy. And the responsorial psalm, Psalm 51, be merciful, O Lord, for we have sinned. My offense is ever before me. Lord, pour out your mercy upon me. And then 2 Corinthians reading, brothers and sisters, we are ambassadors for Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Working together, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So in the first reading of Joel, he's saying, repent, rend your hearts. And in this time, this reading in Corinthians, Paul is saying, now is the time. The church is saying to us, there's an urgency. It's not just about you getting your little habits right and not eating chocolate the whole time. I mean, if it really helps you spiritually, yeah, give up chocolate. But it's not just about you doing your habits perfectly. There's an urgency. Christ is coming again. And he's saying, what I want to transform you into is an ambassador for me, that I'm going to cleanse you from your sin. And it's funny because today you'll be an ambassador with the ashes on your head. Christ is appealing through us to each person because we have been made new, that God has come, and through the person of Jesus, the righteousness of God comes to live in us, and we are reconciled with God in Jesus. And he's saying, now is the time. Christ is going to return. So do what? As Joel says, rend your hearts, repent. You're receiving a gift of grace, a grace of the moment, an urgency to run after the Lord, an urgency to repent and to turn away from sin. To say, I'm not just wanting to do habits that make me better. I'm not just going to turn this into like a workout thing so I can have all of these human habits that make me better. But Lord, what are you asking me to do that is actually going to cause me to do a physical turn away from the things that are leading me away from you, so that I'm purified, so that I can be an ambassador for Christ, so that all can see the righteousness of God in me? Because I don't have that much time. There should be a fear of the Lord. This is what this is supposed to do. And then in the response before the gospel, it says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God's saying, this is a moment. Do not turn away from what I'm giving you. This is a moment of grace. Do not turn away.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
God bless you. Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.